This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 60.
Oh, yeah. Hope you're having a terrific Tuesday here. You're in the loop on Sports Radio 610. This is John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. Get involved with the program, 713-572-4610. We got you till 2, as always. I'm so excited for what Fig has in the mixtape at 120. You don't want to miss it.
Oh, man.
Because I happened to walk over by his desk as he was working this morning, and I was like,
no.
I got distracted for a couple of minutes on what he was working on, so
yeah.
It'll be fun. It will be fun.
Got something else that's funny, too, man.
Oh, really?
I can't wait to get to it.
You let your hair down today. What's happening?
Yeah, yeah.
Just wanted a different feel?
Yeah, yeah, just time for it to breathe.
Okay. Let it breathe a little bit.
Excellent. Breathable Tuesday is what we'll call it.
Yeah.
I'll probably only call it that one time.
No, we'll do it again.
Man, what a good vibe that we just generally have after, there's not much to complain about. I mean, if you really wanted to, there's definitely some things to nitpick on, and we have, and we will. But generally, good vibes around
the
Texans,
we're counting
right?
12 wins. Block it up.
Yeah. We were doing the schedule game earlier, and 12 wins would have had you second place in the AFC last year and would have tied you for the best record in the NFC last year.
Let's go for 13.
So,
I'm like the lady in the window on Coming to America.
Why not a cool million?
Let's go for a cool million.
You know? For sure. Yeah. What a great time to be alive. And it gets even better because a lot of people, there's kind of various milestones you set for yourself in the course of a season. And for Texans fans, one of those was week 7 after week 6 because of a 6-week suspension that Danico Autry was dealing with. Well, we have reached that point. So Danico Autry, one of your offseason acquisitions, is now available, and he will indeed practice. So super excited to get Danico Autry onto the field. I mean, he brings a lot of stuff. In fact, if we can get D'Amico cut 7 from yesterday, D'Amico Ryan's head coach of this team, was talking about what Danico Autry brings to this defensive line once he does indeed return.
Yeah, Danico is coming off the suspension. He'll fit right in very smoothly. He understands how we play, our style of play. Danico has been a productive pass rusher in his league for a long time. He had over 10 sacks last year, so I'm expecting him to just pick up where he left off, just come in being disruptive, playing the way he plays. He plays hard, he plays relentless, and he fits right in with our group.
First of all, when I heard that, I forgot, dude had 10 and a half sacks.
Yeah. I was afraid to say it out loud, but I'm glad you did, because I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. He's a monster. Cool.
Nah, I remember when we first signed him. I was just like, dang. I'm like, we got Danielle Hunter.
Yeah.
Got Will Anderson Jr. I'm like, dog, where is he going to play?
Well, we thought, we argued about, is he going to be another end?
He's
going inside.
Hey, just go down there somewhere.
Yeah,
at the quarterback.
Yeah, get in there, apply pressure. I mean, even at the worst, D'Amico likes rotating, and Matt Burke. I try, and whenever we're talking about the defense, make sure that Matt Burke's
feel bad for
he
Matt
gets
Burke.
No love,
I feel
man.
Bad for
I'm
Matt
like,
Burke.
I am going to be the designated Matt Burke I was about to say love giver, and that's a crazy way of saying that. But
fanboy?
That's a little far. Help me workshop this.
He's a Matt Burke fanboy.
But I'm trying to give Matt Burke his appropriate due because it feels like don't nobody give Matt Burke that love.
He's the white defensive Eric Bieniemy at this point. Ain't getting no credit.
Dude, that's a great.
That's crazy.
I can't get any interviews.
Hey, the brother is going to have to leave and go somewhere else and call his own defense.
Yeah, this is my defense. Yeah. But yeah, those guys like rotating guys in defensively. So you imagine Danico Autry would get, just rotation, whether it's inside, outside. It might be a lot of inside because one guy comes off a suspension, another one goes off and goes in. And like, honestly, we didn't even get any level of questions about it into D'Amico or anybody who had done it because
it was after.
They let us know after.
Yeah.
And there's no team statement about this that Mario Edwards Jr. Will not be available for the next 4 weeks because he violated the NFL substance abuse policy.
Okay. You put it perfectly there.
I try.
It wasn't PEDs.
No, because D'Amico Autry, I feel like I have to make sure I say his last name because D'Amico sounds like D'Amico. Yeah. And you might not even heard the difference in what I just said. But Autry comes off of a PED suspension. That's what 6 games.
Yeah.
This 4-game suspension is for the violation of the substance abuse policy, which obviously is not PEDs.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it, Lopez?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Well, it's not weed, right?
No, that is one thing that they do not. They don't test for THC.
Yeah. So I was digging in far too much, but I think it does offer some clarity for what it is. There is a big difference. There's clarity and there's confusion. The clarity is it's not performance enhancing drugs.
So he wasn't cheating.
Yeah. So the confusion is
all that pressure was real.
Substance abuse, and I dug into the policy, and dude, it really, really gets into, like, if you do this, you get suspended. If you do this again, you have to enter a mandatory 90-day, counseling or whatever it is, program from the NFL. And I'm going to read from the policy because this is just a little bit. It's like a 41-page thing.
Yeah.
This is just a little bit. It says...
You read 41 pages?
No, I did not. I skimmed. Okay. The NFL substance abuse policy protects player health by clearly defining substance abuse and providing an intervention program, that's the word I was looking for, for players in need. Players are prohibited, this is the key part here, from the use, possession, or distribution of illegal drugs, as well as the abuse of prescription drugs, over-the-counter drugs, and alcohol. So I'm like...
I hadn't even considered the idea that maybe it's just alcohol. But it just sounds wild.
How is that a four-game suspension? I don't know.
Well,
yeah, I was looking up some stuff, too. Like, I guess they got, like, Adderall, little stuff like that that's on there. Yeah. Well, and I don't know anybody's personal life, but...
But that's... I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, Adderall, like opioids, kind of.
Yeah, the other thing that I clipped, Figgy, says it includes but not limited to cocaine, synthetic cannabinoids, opiates, and opioids. So I'm like... I mean, we're not casting any aspersions here.
No, because obviously I think the policy exists to try and help players and make sure that they are not, you know, falling victim to these substances that
can be
kind of
confusing,
corrosive.
Right?
Yeah, it could be anything. It could be something where it could have been a miscommunication where maybe he is on something that's supposed to be prescribed, but some
like
type
that,
of mis.
That probably would not lead us to suspension in that
four
instance,
game suspension.
Right? Like, I think that would be something that.
But sometimes, see it often, especially with PEDs, where somebody, you know, trusts their trainer on something.
Yeah,
and, well, at least that's the story.
But that's more PED thing.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, this is so wide open. Mm-hmm. It could be anything. Like, I don't want to sit here and call him a drug addict.
No, I would never do that. No, no. But I mean, like, he found his way into the substance abuse policy. So he'll have 4 weeks away, which that really stinks. Can you, I guess, maybe look at it a positive at the time that it hits?
Well, the timing is absolutely a positive.
But yeah, that really
100%.
It really does stink, because it felt like he was hitting his groove in a way that I don't think we expected coming into the season. Mm-hmm. And it would have been even better, especially as you head into the stretch where you're dealing with some tough quarterbacks, to have just a mass of guys that get after the quarterback, because he had applied great pressure. Danico Autry then comes in and adds pressure, in addition to Will Anderson Jr. finding a way to make sure to get the quarterback down and start stacking to the sack tally. Yeah. Neil Hunter having an important sack. Like, that would have been a crazy addition to what you have. And unfortunately, it kind of dampers that a little bit.
It's just confusing. And I promise you, when D'Amico Ryans, now you got me saying D'Amico.
Sorry.
When D'Amico Ryans is talking about this tomorrow, he's not going to, nor should he, offer any like clarity on exactly what it is. But it does lead to, like, okay, this is weird. Like this is weird. But the main thing is, the timing was good, and hopefully that's that after the suspension.
Yeah, and I guess if you are looking for silver linings, Fernando from the YouTube has one that he's going to try on for size, which is not like the Rio suspension, but first of all, before we go any further, press pause. Are we all in on Rio as nickname?
Oh, 100%.
Here? Okay.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, so...
Ever since Will Anderson.
Yeah, so... And Will Anderson, he hopped on the show.
Yeah.
And he said Rio, and everybody was looking at each other like, who in the hell is...
Yeah.
Like, oh, Mario Edwards. Okay. We ain't really take Mario Edwards that serious.
And everybody who's Mario, they get that Rio, and I'm like, okay, are we doing that? Sure. Mm-hmm. But, okay, back to the YouTube comment. Don't like the Rio suspension. But it does free up a spot on the 53-man roster for D'Amico Autry to come back without having to cut someone.
Sure.
And I guess that is true.
Mm-hmm.
If we're trying to try on for size silver lining. So that just kind of a weird thing that happened there. I was a little disappointed, and not in like a big way. I don't know what the right word is to kind of soften, to accurately describe the feelings that I was having.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, I thought they were going to be able to tee off in a big way.
Oh, for sure.
With the whole compliment. But mm-hmm. I still think that, excited to see D'Amico Autry return. Unfortunately, we'll have to wait 4 weeks for the entire compliment to be all together. All right. You're listening to In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Stop speculating on what it was that got the man popped, okay? Can we just respect his privacy in these trying times?
Oh, you knew that was coming.
Can you not? All right, guys.
Rumor has it.
Yeah.
Look at y'all being messy. That's what y'all are, messy.
Yes.
Do better. In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into the question of the day. And in honor of a Sarcastaball reference, one that I was not familiar with,
mm-hmm.
What's your favorite children's game? And bonus points for made up ones. 713-572-4610. Let's do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app